Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. There's kind of been a story that's hit this week, and there's a lot of news coming out, certainly political. I don't want to miss the opportunity to highlight some of the other things that are happening. Ryan, I got you pegged for a big red dye kind of guy.
Yeah, I probably eat 3-4 times as much red dye as the average American.
Bear. How much red dye does the bear eat? This announcement that it's red dye 3 has been banned. Yeah, nerd alert. I saw that like there were red things missing from Disney World. It was,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was a story that was reported. I don't know how true it is. It's like a Disney blogger was like, red dye was banned and all of a sudden you couldn't get the red dipped cookie or whatever. So it's, they were reporting that Disney World specifically acted immediately, but the ban isn't in effect until like 2027 or something. Like, you have to be compliant by then.
Okay.
I mean, in large part, a lot of what a lot of this red dye is located in candy.
Yeah.
Not surprising. Cereal, also likely. Fox News says food and drink manufacturers have 2 years to change recipes and formulas now that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has banned the synthetic food dye red number 3, also known as erythrosine.
Mm-hmm.
Red dye.
Yeah, we
three.
Just say red three. We don't say erythrosine.
RN3.
Yeah.
Synthetic food dye red number 3 has been primarily used in a wide range of food products such as candies, cakes, cupcakes. Do you really need to separate cupcakes and cupcakes?
Yeah.
Okay. I trust you.
Yeah.
You're like Buddy the Elf. Cookies, frozen desserts, frostings and icings, as well as certain ingested drugs. Now, here are some of the top recognizable products that could be in your pantry right now. So let's determine how red number 3 guilty we
all
are.
Or your hidden candy drawer.
Well, you know what? You don't even need to disclose where they are.
Yeah, do you have them?
Ryan Wiggins, are you currently in possession of red number 3?
Yes.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
We probably all are.
Yeah. And I'm going to hoard it now that it's being banned.
You could be a dealer.
Yeah.
I've got some RN3 in the back room.
I got some erythrosols hall.
People are like, good enough for me.
Yeah.
If you know how to pronounce it, I don't even know. Brock's Conversation Hearts.
No. I hate those things, in fact.
Brad?
Those are the Valentine's Day hearts or whatever.
I suppose you could have conversation any time of year, but that's the hearts. That's when they're most prominent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're conversation hearts because they'll say things on them like, I heart you.
Yeah.
And you
neat.
Are neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're our neat.
You're our
that
neat.
Would be the kind of conversation hearts you have, because those are discounted.
I didn't say they were deep conversations, neither did Brock's, but they are conversations.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
I heart you.
They're
me
gross, right?
Too.
Yeah, I don't like them.
3 for 3 gross?
You can write on chalkboards with them.
They kind of taste like Tums. I think I prefer Tums.
I prefer Tums, too, because it actually gets rid of my heartburn.
Brock's Candy Corn, red number 3.
Really? They must be using just a tad of that to make that orange. I do not have any of those right now.
None what right now?
You guys
now.
Like candy corn?
I don't dislike it. I think it gets a bad rap.
Yeah. Are you Mr. You gotta eat candy corn with peanuts?
No. I actually
it's
like...
just like a payday.
Although it is better with a little bit of salt with it. I really like the bigger
like
ones.
A margarita.
Yes, exactly.
It's the only candy corn I eat.
And a little bit of caramel. The bigger caramel corn, it's the same substance, but they're not caramel corns. It's the pumpkins.
The pumpkins, yeah.
The bats are gross just because they're a different flavor, but the bigger ones,
are they a
those.
Different flavor?
They are.
Aren't they just black?
No, I think that they taste differently because there's something about them that every time I eat one.
Bleh. The dye.
It's got. They don't have any red dye in them.
Yeah, they stay so good. Yeah. Once it hits your lips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Put that in my veins.
Pez candy assorted fruit. Cherry, strawberry, grape, raspberry, orange, lemon.
We do have some Pez. I don't really eat a lot of Pez. It's more of a child's candy. To me, once I put childish ways behind me, but the Bible told me to, and I became a man, and I don't eat the Pez as much.
Let's go look in your drawer in your office right now.
That's fine. You can go look all you want. You're going to find all kinds of red dye, don't get me wrong, but it ain't going to be in Pez.
It's man candy?
It's man candy. Yeah.
And what do you define as man candy?
Yeah, because I think we have different definitions.
Well, it's really anything that you want to eat as a man other than Pez.
Okay. The emails can be sent to Ryan Wiggins. Uh-huh. Pez, you can send your cease and desist right there. I think we have Pez in our house. Pez might have happened in a stocking somewhere along the Christmas way, not from us.
Pez is just about the show.
I like Pez.
I do too.
I like the taste of Pez.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get the taste
of lemon Pez because it tastes like end dust or pledge smells.
That's kind of strange.
You've never enjoyed the juxtaposition of a taste and a smell being the same, just different senses?
Yes, I absolutely have.
I didn't say that lemon Pez tastes like pledge taste.
I just don't.
That's different.
I don't look at pledge and go, man, I want to eat that. Let's bottle that.
Do you smell it and enjoy it?
Yeah, not really. I don't have a great sense of smell.
Smells so fresh and so clean.
So fresh and so clean.
All you had to say was clean.
Oh, sorry.
We'll do it again.
Okay. Yeah. In this segment.
The next time we talk about lemon.
Okay.
Don Lemon.
We don't talk about him much anymore.
We could. There's a story. Maybe we'll get to that. So I think we have Pez at our house right now. You're a no-go?
No.
I like Pez, but I don't have any right now.
Amos lollipop finger rings?
That seems very specific.
Why though?
Yeah. Like, we're just talking about the ring
pops. Is that
pops.
The ring pops?
I would think it would say
that
ring pops.
Sounds like
know.
A different brand. I'll have to say no.
Jelly Belly's gourmet candy corn.
No, not
also
candy corn.
Also specific, but I do have red, white, and green coated corn popcorn at my house, and the red is vibrantly red and delicious. I wonder.
No, none of these, really.
All right, snacks. That was candies. Now let's go to the Fox News list of red dye number 3 snacks that might be in your home or possession in an undisclosed location right now. Entenmann's Little Bites Party Cake Mini Muffins.
Yes.
You have those?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the party cake ones. I think we've got the brownie ones. I'd have to look and see if we have any party cake
I would
ones.
Assume that like the party cake is like a birthday cake and it probably has like confetti sprinkles in the mix.
Yeah.
And that's probably where the dye is. So I don't know if brownies would... I don't know why you would put it in there.
I guess that's a no then.
Maybe it's for the flavor.
Yeah, it clearly is. I've got cupcakes at home, but they're Hostess.
Publix canned mixed fruit. Those cherries aren't really that red, folks.
Publix canned mixed fruit. No, we don't have any Publix around here.
I wonder how much mixed fruit just has it, though. Because we get great value from Walmart fruit cups from time to time.
Yeah. We make smoothies out of some mixed fruit sometimes, so we might. I don't know, though. I'm gonna keep saying no here, surprisingly.
Yeah, you're slacker.
Yeah, what's up with this?
I don't know that this is a comprehensive list.
It sounds like it is.
It
it's very specific.
Like it just sounds like an enemies list of Fox News. Take that, Senate Democrats. Number 8, Kellanova Confetti Cake Pop-Tart Bites.
Pop-Tart bites are pretty good. We don't never have any of those right now. No.
That looks something like something I think would look delicious, and I will never taste because I don't want to know that they're delicious.
Yeah, the problem with those is that they are really good, but they're not a candy, so you're not going to eat them after dinner.
Oh, they're breakfast.
And they're not a... Well, if we keep them in my house, my wife's going to be like, we're not having Pop-Tart bites for breakfast.
Yes, because she's a good woman.
Yeah. So when if I ever buy those things, they just kind of sit there. We never eat them.
Grocery items. Morningstar Farm Veggie Breakfast Original Veggie Bacon Strips.
Holy smokes.
Red dye number 3.
In bacon?
Not bacon.
Veggie bacon strips.
Veggie bacon. No.
That sounded like a bad decision before the red dye number 3.
No kidding.
How about you just get the pork?
You know what we should do? Let's make veggie bacon. What should we put in it? I don't know. What might get banned soon?
You have to make it look like bacon because vegetables aren't that color.
It's more of a matter of trying to make something look like bacon instead of bacon, and that's what you get. Vigo, is that Vigo?
Yeah, Mortensen.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
He's okay. Vigo.
Saffron yellow rice.
No. Nora? Nah, I'm just making celebrity name jokes. Nora Saffron. Never mind. It's not going anywhere. Like, these are dying dead. No to that one, too.
Are we talking about the rice?
Yeah, no to the rice.
Or the actress. Betty Crocker loaded mashed potatoes. What the hell does red dye number 3 need to be in mashed potatoes?
To make them look more like new potatoes, maybe? Red potatoes?
Loaded. I wonder if it's in, like, bacon bits.
Mm. Ooh, if it's veggie bacon. I don't think I've had...
That would be a rude lie also.
Any of these things so far.
Nesquik strawberry low-fat milk.
No, we don't have that.
You don't have that?
But you can see where the red dye is. Like, at least that makes sense.
That's where I would expect it to be.
Nerds Bomb Pop popsicles.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I like how that's in grocery items.
Now we're getting somewhere. I don't have these, and nor do I think we ever really have these, but we could.
But you would like to.
I wouldn't mind eating one.
Do you remember the Bomb Pops?
Yeah. I was always a little disappointed because ultimately those kind of popsicles, they're just some juice on a stick. I like a little ice cream in there.
I'm not a popsicle person.
I'm not really either.
And I have sensitive teeth.
Well, maybe, you know, get over it.
That hurt my sensitive teeth feelings.
It's kind of the idea. That's why you come to the Andy Fry Show.
Yeah, we're super sensitive. Red number 3 is banned for use in Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, except in certain kinds of cherries. The dye will be banned in California starting in January 27, and lawmakers in Tennessee, Arkansas, and Indiana have filed proposals to limit certain dyes, particularly from foods offered in public schools. Manufacturers who use red number 3 in food will have until January 15th 2027 to reformulate their products, and ingested drug makers will have until January 18th of 2028 to comply with the ban. Fox Business reached out to the candy, snack, and food manufacturers for their comments on the ban.
I bet this is why there's such specific products. Because if California, this is something California has been teasing that they're going to do for a long time. It's probably why the FDA went ahead and did it, because they knew RFK was going to eventually do it, and California is already doing it. These products, it's probably fewer and far between than they used to be.
Also probably why Disney is already taking these things off the shelves.
If in fact that is happening.
So is the fact that there are these chemicals inside your food affect your interest in eating them?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I joke, but I would like to see all this stuff as far away from food as possible. The more problems that people are determining these things have, the more that I'm like, yeah, well, let's start, especially when other countries, Western nations that, you know, would eat, at least, you know, the palate wise would eat similar things to us, when they've banned them, not that I would like to look to Western Europe's government for much, but so many people who I know who, when they visit Europe, they eat like crazy and they come back and they're like, yes, I walked more, so that's a part of it. It's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah.
But I also ate so much food. You know, go to Italy and just eat all the pasta. People eat all
just
kinds of
food.
Carbs. And it's just made that day. You know, it's stuff they bought that day, and so it's fresher.
Isn't Italy, don't they use pasta as a side more than they use it as the meal? Americans kind of
make it the meal.
Overexploded the portion size into a meal where it's really more of a side to a protein and stuff like that. It's my understanding.
I don't know the answer to that. I just know that my friends who... my wife used to visit Italy all the time, not recently, but friends who do, they say, man, I go over there, I eat whatever I want, and I come back and I've lost weight.
It's just better food.
Yeah.
In other food news, this is in People magazine by an article by Raven Bruner saying FDA proposes moving nutrition info to front of boxes because of chronic disease caused by food we eat. How frequently when you consume things, percentage of time that you consume things, do you, in any capacity, glance at the nutrition facts?
More often than you'd think.
More often than not?
Well, on products I've eaten 1,000 times, I'm not checking the nutrition on it every time.
Well, you don't have to check it every time, but check it before you consume it. Like you've glanced or studied.
I like to have a general awareness, if not of the ingredients, at least how much sugar's in it. You know, having dealt with now diabetes for a couple of years, or at least being borderline, it's just something I've had to start to think about more. And I'm not taking insulin or anything, so I'm not really there, but it's still something you got to think about. So I look at it pretty often.
I do every time before I consume something. And I'm looking at protein, sugars, fiber. I don't really look at calories anymore.
Yeah.
Because to me, the game that was played with calories and serving sizes. So if you, obviously you have to look at a serving size. I have pistachios right here in front of me. I appreciate it's wonderful roasted and salted pistachios, and the serving size is one bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said this is 120 calories if I guessed, but they have 120 calories written on the front, and it's on here on the back as well. And it's 5 grams of protein. I appreciate that. Low in sugar. It's got fiber in it, so I'm eating this as my snack / my lunch. But I also have recently discovered Fairlife milk as I'm just using it as part of my meal at this point in time. I drink their protein shakes as well, but I'm just seeking out protein and I'm seeking out fiber, and so it's got me to the point where I look at those things all of the time. But when you look at manipulation of serving size and packages, they can make the package look bigger, which draws certain people in, and then they make the serving size be more so that the numbers go down. So it's all this game. But don't you remember when it became required to put nutrition facts on? Like, we lived in a time before you had any idea what was going on.
Yeah, it was weird. I remember looking at packs like, what the heck is that?
And then it turned into having to be, in some places, involved in menus that you consume. Some people don't like it. I love it, personally. Like, if you decide you want to go ham, no pun intended, on what you want to eat and you don't care about calories, that's fine. But if I'm at the Olive Garden and a pretty humble pasta dish that you think, oh, that's nice, I'll have that, it's got chicken on it and broccoli in it, and it's 2,000 calories to eat it, I'm not getting that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
So you can look that up in the restaurant?
It's usually on the menu.
Yeah, so,
I think Illinois has a requirement to do it. I don't know that Missouri does, but the provided information there I find very useful.
I'm all for as much information as possible. I don't think they need to put it on the front of the box. If you're going to look for it, you know it's there. You can turn the box around. But I don't want to have to think about that stuff so much. I think that's where I've sort of come full circle in that I do much more research about the foods that I'm eating than I used to.
Yeah.
But I don't want to have to think. Like some things are going to be on that label. Other things, you're going to have to go look up, oh, does this use this kind of ingredient that I know?
You've got a special interest with sugar.
Yeah.
We have a comment here from Pond said, since my heart surgery, sodium is the first thing I look at. That's something, Brad, you've talked about, sodium being of particular interest to you. Everybody has their own thing. I like the information. It has definitely altered my choices on a regular basis. And, if you decide you're going to make a grown-up choice and eat something and it's crap for you, but you've made that choice, you're still allowed to do it, but you're doing it with information as opposed
to
without.
But you've said this before. Isn't it exciting that we could have with RFK or, like-minded people at the FDA, people that would just be looking out for that stuff for you? Isn't that the purpose of having those people
there?
Well,
you can eat the things that you like to eat without the chemicals that are already added into it. So it's like, okay, is that piece of candy a little bit less red because it doesn't have that same red dye in it and it still tastes good? It's being used that way in other countries and continents. Why wouldn't we use that? Why? Why don't we do that here? And if you've already got the formula in place right now and you're using it elsewhere, why are you doing that for Americans?
Hop, skip, and a jump. I mean, you're real close to it, so.
Gosh, it's weird how much fat has been in post-COVID. And that might not be the case anymore. Like, being healthy, which also doesn't have to look like I was educated to look at, like, when I was in high school, where it was like, you're a size zero, you could be a double zero. It's like, what the heck is that? You need more zeros? Good grief. All right. Trisha in here with Annie, are you okay? Next, we'll be right back.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Hello, Trisha.
Hello, Annie and crew.
This is the beginning of my weekend. Go on.
Here we go. Everybody settle in.
Hello, Newman.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it is.
That's right. 84-year-old man successfully beats off mugger with a pair of trousers. This happened in England, an 84-year-old man.
Does trousers mean in England the same thing it means here?
It does, and I left the word trouser in because I thought it was charming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought maybe it meant like bully stick. But it means pants.
No, it's a pair of jeans.
Pants.
Is the American version funnier, though?
It's a more sophisticated
like,
beating.
Read it with pants and just see if it's funnier.
84-year-old man successfully thwarts mugger with a pair of pants.
A pair of pants? No, it's not his pants.
Did he take them off and distract him?
Well, hold on, guys. This happened in England. An 84-year-old man...
I'm just trying to think what Ryan would come up with.
It's how you get a bull to run right by you.
It was at a laundromat.
Take your pants off.
That seems like
wave
a,
them.
That seems like a risk.
Yeah, if the pants are red.
Red dye number three?
Yeah.
The bull's like, don't want none of that.
Yeah, nope. They're getting rid of all that red dye. What are we going to do? I don't know. Let's dip our pants in it just in case of a bull attack.
Go on, Trisha. Sorry.
Thank you.
She only has four stories. We got to make this work.
We're not going to get past this one. This happened at a laundromat. The man was drying his clothes when a masked assailant approached him, said, give me your wallet. The man said no. He started flinging his jeans at him. This was all caught on surveillance camera.
I wonder what you say when you're doing that.
No. You say no.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Give me your wallet. No.
No
go.
Means no.
Go away. Off you go.
Shoo. Sounds like Bert from Mary Poppins. Pretty close.
Well, he swung his pants so viciously that the robber eventually retreated empty-handed. The robber wanted his wallet and the pants.
Apparently not
either.
That bad.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I want his wallet.
Honey, we don't have any food to eat. I told you to go get some money. Well, he had pants.
Yeah, they were jeans. They were trousers.
Yeah.
They were pants.
If you're a proper British robber, how do you go and look your wife in the eye that night?
I don't know.
Annie, are you okay with laundromats?
Okay. So here's the deal. Six people in my house. I've talked about this before, but laundry is the absolute freaking worst.
It's horrible.
It's the worst.
Yes.
I am trying to figure out how to implement the Ethan shirtless strategy and just tell kids they don't need that much clothes. Get rid of all your shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And you come home and you could spend an entire day or an entire weekend doing laundry. And on Monday, it's like it never happened.
Yeah.
And you're right back where you started again.
My house looks like that, but with dart guns.
Okay.
Not Like,
great.
Yeah.
Way to further the conversation. Go on.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
No, you were making a great point. I'd like to hear the end of it.
It's hard to believe that you think that.
There are Nerf darts all over my house, just to conclude the point.
And to conclude, that's what you just said.
Yeah.
To conclude the point.
To wrap it all up.
Well, I think some people might have thought.
You just said the same sentence twice.
Is his family firing real dart guns at each other? No, not real dart guns. It's
that
Nerf.
Might be what the people were
it's
thinking.
It's Nerf stuff. Yeah.
I have, to the laundromat question from Trisha, I have often said to my husband, like, why don't we just go to the laundromat and pay $9,000 or whatever it would take to clean all this clothes and then only bring home the stuff that we want to let people wear anymore. And the rest we'll just take and donate.
Yeah.
Why not do that? When my oldest daughter was probably in, I think kindergarten was the first year I started doing this. I'd buy her 2 seasons worth of clothes, 1 season at a time. And it was like, you got 5 pairs of pants and 5 shirts. That's your wardrobe.
Mix and match them.
And by the end of the season, that stuff was worn to crap. We threw it away because it was not donatable. There were holes in it, stains on it, whatever. We just got rid of it. And then we'd go get the warm season worth of stuff. And I really wish that we could do that, but we're in too deep right now. When you've got 3 girls and they're all, the worst part about it is that my 3 daughters are all at least 1 size apart. So you can't take things out of this closet A and put it in a closet B because you're a minimum of 6 months to maybe a year before closet A can become closet B. So it has to go somewhere. And then there are things that don't get pulled out of the closet and then they infiltrate it. My son, God love him. He's still in school, right? Yes, he is. He won't let go of clothes. He's constantly walking down and wearing these like tidy shirts.
Is that a dude thing? My husband's that way. We have clothes from high school, like these holy t-shirts. And I'm like, man.
Does
holy-
he wear them out to like, does he think they look nice or does he just love them?
Until we got together and I was allowed to have a little bit of say. That takes a while in a relationship, right?
You yes. look like crap. Like, go change your shirt.
You can't wear that. There's a giant hole in it. Yeah, he did.
My son is more of he's growing out of things. And he's growing fast. He's mm-hmm. very close to 6 feet tall right now. He wears size 14 shoes.
Cow.
It's a large shoe.
I hope he grows into those boats. But he's big. And he, like, the stuff that he was wearing in May doesn't fit him in September, but he won't give in. I'm always, he walks down and he looks
at me.
Little
crop tops.
Yeah, sorta. He looks at me and I'm like shaking my head no. And he feels personally attacked.
Just tell him to lean into it. Start entering every room like Kramer.
Have you met my son? That is the fastest way to go get him to change his clothes. That is not my son. That might be my 3rd or 4th kid, but that's not my son.
Or have him try out for vaudeville, because that's what that is they wear short stuff to make him look funny.
I don't know if anybody who he goes to school with knows what I do for a living.
Really?
He will not tell them.
No?
Mm-mm. And so when I tell these stories, I still feel a little safe, because I don't think people are going to know. Because I don't think anyone's listening, I guess. But I will tell him. I talked about you on the air today because I make sure he knows the stories I talk about. And I always am very cautious to not talk about things that would make, I don't think he would be embarrassed by that too much. So.
Worker gets nose ring caught in office chair. We've got a lot of international stories today. This one is out of Indonesia. A woman had to be rescued by an entire fire squad after getting her nose ring caught in a rolling office chair. What happened was the employee had apparently been sticking her nose through the chair's mesh frame when it got stuck.
Why?
Just goofing off. This is all on video.
Just a little goof.
Just goofing off.
Did she work for a radio station? Somebody's co-host?
I didn't do that.
Hey, Ryan, come stick your nose in
here. It's not associated with me in any way.
Well, that's why you took your nose ring out.
After her, the story
No, it's
gets,
just because I grew out of goth.
The story gets better. After her coworkers couldn't get her unstuck, they had to wheel her out of the office, put her in a van, and drive her to the fire station.
She still have the chair on her face?
Yes.
That's so great.
You had a nose ring, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Do you not anymore?
I could.
You could?
Mm-hmm.
She had to stop sniffing chairs, so she's like, well, one of these has got to go, and I want to keep sniffing chairs.
That's important.
So it's got to be the nose ring.
It's a safety hazard here.
As a nose ringer,
mm-hmm.
Is there a way that this makes sense to you?
No.
Okay.
No, it does not. But the fire team got her free with a pair of pliers, and they all had a good laugh.
I don't know that this is one that you go, oh, well, it's a different culture. You know, I think the people of Indonesia would probably go, yeah, I think this lady's a little weird.
No, this is the tie that binds. This is an idiot.
Yeah, I think so.
My question to you is, Annie, are you okay with goofing off at work?
No. But I suffer it every day.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Boss asks candidates to sing during interview process.
Oh, I'm out. I'd rather be poor. Put me on the street. I ain't doing that.
A man shared his job interview experience where he was asked to sing a song at the end of the interview, causing him to fail the process.
Was he auditioning for like a play?
No, it was a major UK energy supplier.
Was it Hunter Biden?
No.
He
was on the board, so he was one of the bosses. He was all cracked out. He's like, can you sing for me?
I'm highly qualified for this, and I know what this job takes. Sing! Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Oh, I got a great idea for our energy company. How about if we have people start singing for us? Hunter, your relevance is gone, too. I don't know why you're even here.
Oh, man. So what's the question?
So the point of this was the interviewer revealed that refusing to sing was actually how you pass the test. It was to see how easily candidates could be controlled.
And they want people who can't be controlled?
Yeah, does singing prove that you can or can't be controlled?
It proves that you can be, and this company thinks that's a good thing, that you're compliant to whatever they need you to do.
Hold on. What? So they say you need to sing.
Mm-hmm. They go through this interview process. And
if you're like, okay, I'm going to sing the song, and you sing the song, that tells the company you can be controlled, and they are more likely to hire you.
Yes.
So they have a bunch of candidates up there.
That is how Ryan got
and
this
one,
job.
One of them is like, well, highly, highly qualified, but wouldn't sing. This guy over here is going, camp down, ladies, sing the song, do-da. And they're like, yep, that's the guy.
That's the sing your imagination one. Song over there. That's exactly how you got this job. I never knew how Ryan got this job before.
Steve Moore brought me in, and I was like, Steve, I just want to let you know something. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it.
Steve didn't even hire you. He too was stuck with you. That was somebody else's decision.
He's like, this says you used to work at Joy FM.
I love how Ethan comes in here with the biggest smile on his face. Do you have something to add to this conversation?
Yes. What? I just need to emphasize that before we came in studio for the segment, Trisha is standing out there and she's telling me her story. She's like, I only have four today. I'm like, okay, well, what are they? So she's telling me about them. I'm like, okay, good. They'll be able to stretch that. We'll talk about that. And then she mentions this one. And I was like, perfect. Ryan will sing.
I got my money on.
Well,
hey, she made me. She. I'm pointing at Annie right now.
I don't make you do anything.
That one right
this
there.
Is so no.
That one. She.
He made me. She made me, and I did it, which is the point of the article.
Uh-huh. That's why I got hired. That's why I'm even here.
I didn't hire you. It wasn't me.
There were tons of people involved. There were lots of people in this.
It was a whole board.
Okay, sure. I was already here in 2018, but there was all this push and pull. Who's going to get Wiggins? He's so talented. And then finally, Annie got her way, and I ended up here.
That's exactly what did not happen.
I don't remember the story being that.
Was there any point where you had to switch to falsetto because you were worried about, you know, the deep voice or anything like that? Where they were like, oh,
just want to show your range.
Ethan, I don't get worried about those things. What a ridiculous question.
What's the question?
Sorry for
asking.
Are
you okay with unorthodox interview questions?
Man, I have worked at 97.1 since February 2nd of 2009. I have not interviewed for a job in a long time. 16 years coming up here.
You see it going on in my mind?
Yeah,
the math.
I think so. Is that right? 16 years? In a yep. month or in less than a month? So I do remember. I remember that interview vividly. And I had to interview with a couple people here at the station, the program director and also the person who is the head of digital at the time, because my job was to be the digital brand manager of the station. So I had digital responsibilities and station responsibilities. And I remember being so nervous about that. And the funny thing is, like, looking back on it, I didn't need to be nervous about it. Like, I don't, sometimes you don't have that many applicants for jobs. I don't know how many people had applied at the time. I don't really know for sure why I ended up getting the job, but I remember just being super nervous. I'm good at doing that, but it's kind of a performance. You weren't around.
I heard differently.
What'd you hear?
I heard when you got hired that there were a ton of applicants, but that you nailed it because you came in and did every single part of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Every part?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she was tracked.
So many parts.
Okay. Yeah. All right, last one.
Okay, last one.
A study finds pooping is good for your brain. It wouldn't be an Annie, Are You Okay segment without a poop story.
Yeah, send your letters to Trisha, please. Thanks.
This is a very small study found that triathletes performed.
So why not cover it?
13 participants,
small
actually.
Small study.
Yep.
Huh.
These triathletes performed better on a they're athletes.
Oh.
They performed better on a cognitive test that simulates the experience of rapid decision making in sports when they poop beforehand. They took the test 3 times, each time a week apart. The first time without pooping, the second time an hour after going to the bathroom, and the third time with the help of a laxative. They performed 100% better the third time, 69% better the second time, and they stunk at it when they were full of poop.
they stunk at it. That's great.
Thanks. Thank you so much. I'll be here next week. Annie, are you okay?
We might not be, but go on.
Are you okay with how this segment has evolved?
Ryan?
I'm interested, actually. Like, there's a lot of comedy here, but I'm interested in the science of the pooping athletes.
So it has to do with your gut health.
Okay.
And something
I wouldn't think that it does, because you just drink a bunch of laxative, you take a huge dump, and then you can run faster.
But something about being cleansed. Well, but the test...
Sounds like it's a matter of weight reduction.
The test was not running. The test was they did one of those things where they said they have the word green in blue, and you had to say whether it was like green or blue. You know,
whether it was green or blue.
Oh, depends on the week.
What kind of test is this?
There was a bunch of words, and they were all colors, and they were all different... You guys understand. You've seen the test,
I know the test. I don't know how it does with athletics.
I am not.
Why does that prove somebody's physical prowess?
Rapid decision making. I don't know.
I would like to rapidly make the decision to rap.
Okay.
The coolest song we play today after that. Ethan, well timed. I appreciate it. Is there anything else? Anybody else have anything to add here?
Oh, I got a couple. But.
Okay, well, people can listen to Wiggins
America. Do you have a number two?
Oh, my gosh, you're doing great. You're doing a great job today.
Rap. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon. Anything you missed today on the show is available on the podcast. If you go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, you can stream the station 24/7, crystal clear. And also, all of the shows from the station have our podcasts available on the Audacy app. You can also go to anniefryshow.com/podcast to get those and a nice little player as well. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Inauguration Day is 4 days away. How are you feeling? I gave us 4 options for today. Excited, anxious, scared, or calm. Ryan, your thoughts on the poll today?
Yeah, nothing too out of the ordinary here. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see all the things that we're kind of seeing line up actually take shape and take place. Anxious to see, I guess, in a sense, what President Trump's top priorities are going to be. Although, you know, if Congress has indicated they're passing some bills right now to get him to get maybe through the Senate to his desk. So I'm excited overall.
Excited. Brad, what about you?
I would say I'm super excited. I am... super excited to see what is in store for the country after 4 years of what was what Tyrus called a horrible 4 years. The last 4 years were just horrible. And I want to change. I have a lot of confidence and a lot of optimism going into this. So this has got me super excited.
I am definitely excited, but I am a little anxious too, because I think that I've talked about how when I have chats with folks like you listening right now, many of you are saying you're like, you just are a little worried about the president's safety and security. We are so acclimated to the extreme, and we've seen the things that are imaginable, the things that you fear that could happen. Some of those things have already happened to an extent. So it's not anytime you have like the assassination attempts that we've seen, once that becomes on the table, it happens a second time. And I'm a firm believer that when you know of two times, you don't know of every time that something like this has been thwarted. I just, you know, I think that we are in a very important, very sensitive time, and all of the right things seem to be happening right now. And I'm just a little anxious. So I think that I would say anxious, hopefully anxious, but it's just kind of my nature to have a little bit of worry about it. I wouldn't say I'm scared. I think people who would maybe select scared in this are just scared that Donald Trump's going to do scary orange man things. And I'm very happy that soon you won't have to be scared anymore. You know?
The thing I'm most scared of is from the time Donald Trump became president through now, every possible roadblock was thrown in front of him by anybody who had an ounce of power. I just think now we're in a new place now where he's got the most power and he knows what those threats are more than ever, and he's cleaning out Washington. But I just am a little bit anxious that we're going to see more of that. And it's always creative. It's always something different. It's not something that's on your radar. That makes me a little anxious.
So you are anxious, but more excited.
I'm more excited, though.
Ethan?
Yeah, I would agree. I'm also, I would say I'm actually more excited than I am anxious. But I think that I compare how I was feeling prior to the election as well, as there was so much talk about, is he going to get in? And it was just like, okay, let's just get to it. Let's just find out the results. Now we know, obviously, that he's going to be in, but the last couple of months have been, what is it going to include at the start? Who's going to be on his cabinet? I'm just ready to see what's going to happen and ready for things to actually get moving. So there is a little bit of nerves, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would say, but we have the certainty that he's going to be there, which regardless is better than what the latter would have been. So I am definitely more excited than anything.
Matthew, on watching us on X right now, says feeling excited and praying a lot. I think that's a very wise assessment. Kurt said calm, too sick to relate to any of the provided responses. Chris says I am excited, cannot wait to see Trump's magic again. Officer Gary said I feel extremely excited and exonerated. I voted for Trump all three times and I'm proud of it. Another different Chris says poll, I'm excited but slightly nervous something will happen. Katie says excited. I know there's plenty to be nervous about, but before I read the options I was thinking I can hardly wait. I think that's a good sentiment. Like your initial reaction is, oh, here we go. Jackie said I'm excited and hopeful. There has been so much advanced planning and influence, and I can't wait to experience the progress they make. Bobo says, excited with anxious following closely behind, and also adds, four more days, clap, four more days. Dirk says, I chose calm. I feel I can relax now that we are getting back a president with leadership, one who truly cares about our country and its citizens. Let's get the results, Ethan.
The results for today's YouTube live chat poll, 261 votes, inauguration day, 4 days away. How are you feeling? 66% excited, leading the way. That's followed by 18% that say that they are calm. In third place, anxious, carries 15%, and just 1% scared, saying Orange Man bad.
261 of you and 1% of you is scared. Okay. It's going to be okay. I'll talk to those folks. It's going to be okay. And to the anxious folks that are like me, it's probably going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be great. Mark Reardon's going to pick it up from here on 97.1 FM Talk with all the latest, including maybe some news about how the FBI closes diversity offices before the Trump inauguration. Don't go away.